Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Chaf Aleph. There are basically three topics that we're going to learn about today. First, we're going to discuss the limitations of using Pasi Baros in terms of the people using it for themselves as opposed to their animals, because up until now we've only been discussing, with good reason, about using Pasi Baros to be able to give animals water and not to give people water, and in terms of holding the bucket for the animal as opposed to putting the water down somewhere and letting the animal drink from it. Then we're going to move on to geographical limitations of the Heter of Pasi Biros. Is it only Shayach in certain places and not in other places, certain countries and not in others, and as well as another halacha related to Tchum Shabbos. So we're also going to discuss called Borganin, which are small huts that are located within 70 and 2/3 amos of a city that may help to extend the city's border to measure the Alpayim Amah, the 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos, from the Borganin rather than from where the city actually seems to end. And then the rest of the daf is going to be Agadata, which is one giant afyomi coincidence, because it's Erev Shabbos Chol Hamoed Pesach when we reach Shir HaShirim, and we're just going to darshan Pesukim and Shir HaShirim pretty much. A pasuk in Koelis also, but mostly we're going to be darshaning Shir HaShirim. We're going to have two drushas from Rav Chista in the name of Mari Bar Mar, and then four drushas that Rava made, mostly focusing on the importance of Dinim Derabbanan in general, and specifically the Takanos of Shlomo HaMelech. So that's going to be our basic topics of today's daf. So let's begin. We left off on Daf Chaf Amud Beis toward the bottom of the page. So we're up to Amar Yitzchak Bar Ada, three lines from the bottom. Amar Yitzchak Bar Ada, Lahutru Pasi Biros, Elo Li Ole Regalim Bilvad. We only allow Pasi Biros for people who are being Ole Regal. Vatanya Lahutru Pasi Biros, Elo Gabi Behemel Bilvad. Doesn't it say that we only allow Pasi Biros for Behema? So my Behema, so Ole Regalim. Yeah, it means to say for Behema of people who are being Ole Regal, meaning these are two significant limitations on the heter of Pasi Biros. We allow carrying in these makeshift enclosures if it's for the sake of a behema and it's for the behema of somebody who's being ole regel. Aval adam, but if the person himself needs to drink water, so metapes viola, metapes viori, let him climb down into the pit and drink there. Remember, inside the pit is a rishos hayachid. It's 4x4 tefachim wide, it's 10 tefachim deep at least. So let him climb down and take a ladder, climb down into the pit, or climb. Metapes viori literally means like he's pushing his weight up against the walls as he scales down the walls of the pit, and then he could take a drink in the bottom of the pit. So that's what a person is expected to do. Animals can't climb down, so the animals need the water to be brought out for them. So Frekta Gemara Eini Vaham Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yudam Rav Shmuel Lo Hutru Pasi Biros El Be'er Mayim Chayim Bilvad. But wait a second, how could you say that the whole heter of Pasi Biros is only for animals? The whole heter of Pasi Biros only applies to water that's Be'er Mayim Chayim, that's fresh spring water. So obviously fresh spring water is not the kind of water that animals drink, that's the kind of water that people drink. So it applies only to Bermayim Chaim. It makes it sound like it's for people. If it's for a behema, what difference does it make if it's fresh spring water or it's just gathered rainwater? So the Gemara says the water at least has to be something that's chazila adam, the kind of water that's ra'oi for a person, but in a chinami, we would not allow pasi biraos for the sake of a person. We only allow it for the sake of an animal. Rashi explains, midi dechazil adam, kiven de mayim mashri lumachitza, binan mayim chashuvin. Since it's the water that grants these L-shaped partitions the status of a mechitza, the water needs to be chashuva water. Remember we said that if you don't have any water there and you just have L-shaped partitions, that's not good enough for mechitza on Shabbos. On a daraisa level, it is good enough. On a daraisa level, it certainly does count as a mechitza we discussed in yesterday's daf. But midrabanan, we would view an area that's surrounded by these pasi biros, if there's no actual bor or be'er in the middle, as nothing, as a karmelis, it would not be a din of a rishus hayachid on a derabbanan level. So since the water is necessary in order to make these mechitzos valid mechitzos, in order to make this area a rishus hayachid, so you need the water to be chashava water. What defines chashava water? Spring water is chashava water. So good. Gufa. Lo hutru pasi biros al behema blavat. So we mentioned that pasi biros are only mutter for the sake of an animal. Aval adam metapis viola metapis viori. But if a person wants to drink, so he's got to scale down the walls of the bar, scale up the walls, and drink that way. Vim hayu rechavin. Afil la adam nami lo. Afil la adam nami. And if it, the bar was very wide, so he's not able to scale down because he would fall. It's too wide to be able to put his arms and his legs on one end and the other end of the bar and hold himself that way. So then even for a person, you're allowed to use pasi biros because he has no choice. How else is he going to be able to drink? The whole reason we don't allow pasi biros for a person is because he has another option. He has the option of just going into the Rishos Yachid. If he doesn't have the other option, so good. So then he's allowed to use pasi biros. V'lo yimali adam mayim v'yitin lefnei behemto. When a person's not allowed to fill up the water and place it down in front of his animal, aval memali hu v'shofech lefnei behema v'shosa. Meaning he's not allowed to yitem lefnei behemto, meaning give it to the animal. As Rashi says, v'yitem lefnei behemto hu atzmo enu mutu lechos hakli lefnei. Not to place it down, but to hold the kli right in front of the animal as the animal is drinking from the kli. Rather, what does he do? Aval memali hu v'shofech lefnei behema v'shosa me'eleha. He should fill up the kli with water from the bar, and then pour it out and let the animal drink from the area that he pours it out into. So he pours it into a trough or something, and the animal drinks from there. So maska flaravanon imkein mahuilu pasi biros. So he said, well, if that's what you have to do, then what did you help by making pasi biros in the first place? Meaning you're not allowed to give the animal to drink anyway. So of what value are your pasi biros? So says Gemara, mahuilu lemalus mehen. What do you mean? What value are your pasi biros? You're allowed to take the water out of the bar, which is a rishus hayachid, and bring it into this area, which is a Carmelis or a Rishos HaRabim without these Pasi Biros. So the Pasi Biros made this area, Rishos HaYachid, allows you to bring the water out. Good, you can't hold the bucket while the animal drinks, but you could still bring the water for the animal and let the animal drink from it after you pour it into a trough. So what kind of question, Mahuilu, of Chacham Pasi Biros? So says Gemara, no, what we meant to say is, Elamahoil Rosh Veruba Shalpara. Why does it help to have Rosh Veruba of the Parah? Meaning, why is it that we required that Rosh Veruba that we discussed yesterday, that you need Rosh Veruba of the Parah inside the partitions, if anyway you're not holding anything? Meaning, the whole reason we said you need a Rosh Veruba is the animal may turn its head while you're holding the bucket and feeding the animal, and when the animal turns its head, you're going to move the bucket along with the animal's head. If the animal's head goes outside of the area surrounded by the Pasi Biros, so will you, carrying the bucket, go outside of the area of the Pasi Biros. But if you can't hold the bucket anyway while the animal's drinking, so there's no such concern. So why do we even need Rosh Veruba? So I'm Rabbi Hachamai Eskinan, be evil Salmid Bereshus Rabbim Gavoa. So we discussed this case yesterday. The case is that the ivus, the trough that the animal is drinking from, is standing in Rosh Hashanah. It makes up its own Rosh Hashanah because it's 10 tefachim tall and it's 4 by 4 tefachim wide, and one end of it goes all the way into the area Bein HaPasin, and you're pouring water into that trough. So if you were holding the bucket the whole time, so the problem would be, like we said yesterday, that you're going to end up, if something gets broken in the Rishus HaRabim side of the trough, you're going to end up carrying the bucket outside, fixing it, and then carrying the bucket back inside. Amar Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba Amar Rav. So that, good, that's the end of that discussion. Now the Gemara moves on. Amar Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba Amar Rav. Ein Burganin beBavel v'lo Pasi Biros b'chutz l'aretz. The din of Burganin does not apply in Bavel, and the din of Pasi Biros does not apply in chutz l'aretz. Geographic limitations of these two dinim, of Burganin and Pasi Biros. Again, Burganin is the idea that normally Tchum Shabbos, always Tchum Shabbos extends 2,000 amos beyond the city limits, but how do we define the city limits? It's not just when the majority of the houses are over, so that's the city limits. If you have a small hut within 70 and 2/3 amos of where you would consider the city to end, so that hut extends the city limits, and therefore the Tchum Shabbos is only measured from there. That's the din called Burganin, that the Burganin are those huts. So there's no din of these huts in Bavel, nor of Pasi Biros in Chutz Laretz. Burganin beBavel lo, d'shchichi bidki, Burganin do not apply in Bavel, because it's very common that there will be winds that will just blow it away. And therefore, the Burganin, you can't rely on the fact that the Burganin are still going to be there. They may be gone by the time you come to rely on them. Pasi biros b'chutz laretz lo, so lo shchichim misifta. The reason we don't rely on pasi biros and chutz laretz is because there's no yeshivas in chutz laretz, and therefore there are no talmidim going from one place to another to learn Torah, and pasi biros were only matir for people who are going to do a mitzvah, like ole regalim. We started today's daf by saying pasi biros are only mutter for ole regalim. It's not daf ole regalim. People like ole regalim. People going to do a mitzvah, like learning Torah. So anyone who's going to do a mitzvah, we allow pasi biros. But stam travelers, we never came up with the heter of pasi biros. So in chutz laretz, you don't have travelers. You don't have people. You have travelers, but you don't have travelers who are going to do a mitzvah. You don't have anyone who's on their way dafka to do a mitzvah. So therefore, we never allowed pasi biros in chutz laretz. Aval ibcha avdinan, but the reverse we would do, meaning pasi biraos in Bavel, yes, in Borganin in Chutz Laretz, yes. So ikeda amri, others have the following version of the discussion, that Amar Rav Yirmi Bar Abba Amar Rav, ein Borganin u pasi biraos, lo b'Bavel v'lo b'Chutz Laretz. Neither Borganin nor pasi biraos apply in either place, in Bavel or in Chutz Laretz. The reason Borgan doesn't apply in Bavel again is because we're afraid that the winds are just going to take away the hut. But Chutzlaretz nami lo dishchichi ganvi, and it's not going to be shaykh in Chutzlaretz because there are ganavim there that will steal the huts. Pasi biros b'Bavel lo dishchichi maya. Pasi biros won't apply in Bavel because there's plenty of available drinking water, and pasi biros is a special kula that we have for the shasat chak of travelers who aren't going to have water readily available that they're going to be able to give to their animals. But there's no such concern in Bavel because there's plenty of water, so you don't have to worry about. As Rashi says, v'lo hutru pasi biros el lamakum shetzrichen megisham lekansan v'lishos mandika dochak, where there's some significant pressure and it's difficult to find drinking water. That's when we allow pasi biros, but not in a place where there's plenty of water. But chutzlaretz nami lo, d'lo shchichim misifta. And again, pasi biros is not going to play in chutzlaretz because there's no one traveling to go do a mitzvah. There's no yeshivas. There are no bnei Torah that are traveling to go do a mitzvah. So that's why these halachos don't apply in these specific locations. There is a discussion in the Achronim. We said that Borganin, because Shchichi Bidka won't apply in Bavel, and we had the Ikad Amri that Borganin Pasi Biros don't apply in Bavel or in Chutz Laretz, and again, because of the winds, because of the Ganavim. So what you see from there is that Borganin that are not going to last, that are assumedly Natal Miyad, that are going to be taken either by Ganavim or by a wind, don't help to extend the city limits and to therefore consider that area that the Borganin are in as part of the city where you would then measure the 2,000 amos beyond the city. It's only when you have Borganin that are kavuim, when it's kavua, it's set in place where it's not going to be removed easily, only then does it extend the Shetach Ha'ir, does it extend the location of the city. So based on that, the poskim have a discussion. What about Kriyas HaMegillah in the area of Ramot, that's near Yerushalayim? Is that considered to be part of Yerushalayim? Generally speaking, the halachas of a city that has a wall around from times Yeshua ben Nun are different than cities that have a wall from times Yeshua ben Nun. Read Megillah on Tesvav, not on Yadalid. Other cities read on Yadalid. So what's considered part of Yerushalayim? What do we consider the city limits of Yerushalayim? There's a machlokas whether it has a din of Yerushalayim since it's samach to Yerushalayim, and therefore it's considered Mukavas Chom Mos Yeshua ben Nun, and you read on Tesvav Adar, or maybe it doesn't have a din of Yerushalayim and it's like a parva and you read the Megillah on Yadalit. So the Minchas Yitzchak discusses this in Chelik Ches Simin Samach Beis and Chelik Tes Simin Ayin, and he says that they should read Megillah and Ramot on Yadalit with a bracha, and if they want to be machmir and read on Tesvav also without a bracha, so Tava Lav Tava Leim bracha, they should, it's a wonderful thing to read on Tesvav also, but Meikar Adin, they only read on Yadalit. So the Minchas Yitzchak and Chelik Yud, Simon and Hay, says, what about the following Eitzah? A lot of people came up with the following Eitzah. The Shevet Alevi, Rav Vazner, Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, why aren't they misakin this suffix by attaching Ramot to Yerushalayim through Borganin? Just like by Tchum Shabbos, Borganin will extend the Tchum of the city and will make the city limit a little further out. It can increase the Tchum. So too, Rabbi Kriyas Megillah, the Burgonin from the Tchum of Yerushalayim will broaden the Tchum until the neighborhood of Ramot, and therefore you'd avoid all Sfeikos. So Ramot would become Mekafes Chama, would be part of Yerushalayim. So the Minchas Yitzchak didn't love that Eitza, because he said since Al Karchach, after Purim, they're going to take down those Burgonin, and even if you could be Mesader in a way that you're guaranteed the right, you know, the zoning rights to put up these Burgonim before Purim each and every year, but nevertheless, since they're going to take it down every year, so it's like Burgonim and Bavel, that our Gemara says that since they're going to be taken down by the wind or by something, so it doesn't count as Burgonim to actually extend the limits of the city. The Shaul in the Minchas Yitzchak says no, that's different than our Gemara. The Burgonim and Bavel and the Burgonim that we're suggesting are very different. The Burgonim and Bavel have a chisaron mitzal ikara metzius. They can't last because there are always ganavim, there are always floods, there are always things that are going to take it away. As opposed to these burganim that they're going to put up before Purim, b'metzius they could stay the whole year. It's only just to protect them and you know, for whatever practical reasons that we want to take them down after Purim. But mitzad the metzius, there's no chisaron in the burganim themselves, so it should be enough to be magdil utchum of Yerushalayim, even though they plan on taking them down after Purim. He says it's like you build houses. What if you build actual houses and you plan on taking those houses down afterwards? So b'vaday, as long as those houses are standing, it actually does expand the tchum of the city, even though later on you are planning on taking them down. And he has a raya to this from the Sfasemis and Masechah Sukkah Daf Gimlam and Beis. The Sfasemis says when it comes to Sukkos HaChag B'Chag, that misaberes he imayir, that it gets counted as part of the city, even though after Sukkot you're going to take it down. Meaning Sukkot chag b'chag is counts as burgonin of a city. It can work as the burgonin of a city. You have no plans on leaving it there after Sukkot. Yeah, but it could stay there after Sukkot. It's just you don't want it to stay there after Sukkot. So if you want, you could leave it there. That itself makes it part of it. Makes it like valid burgonin. So nevertheless, the Minchas Yitzchak doesn't think the Eitzah is a good Eitzah, because there are a lot of deos and poskim how to make the Burgonin in a way that works, what the qualifications are necessary for Burgonin, meaning what exactly are Burgonim, what do you need for Burgonim, and regarding Kriyas Megillah, that you're going to that whatever you do, you're going to need to read the Megillah on Yadal and Etesvav if you create a Suffolk. So he says if you just make a bracha on Yadal, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in situations of Suffolk, and some Tafresh Peches of Dalin. And particularly since this is Nogel Maisa, it's not shaykh to make Burgonim. He doesn't think that we really know how to make Burgonim, so we should avoid that Eitza. That's the discussion in the Minchas Yitzchak, but again, relating right here to our discussion about what is a valid Burgonim and what are not valid Burgonim. Vaita in the Gemara. Amle Rav Chisa, the Mari Bereid Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Yirmi Baraba. Amri, Asisu mi barnish the Beknishta de Daniel, David Flas Parsi Bishabata, Sa Amaisum Chisu. So I heard that you walked quite a ways to get to this shul, to three parsaos. So what were you samech on in terms of your tchum Shabbos? A Burgonin? You were samech on Burgonin? Ha'amar avua da avua mishmei de Rav, ein Burgonin bebavel. But we said in the name of Rav that ein Burgonin bebavel, that you can't rely on Burgonin in Bavel. So nafak va'achvi le'hanum asvasa demivlin v'shivna ama v'shirayim. So he showed him various destroyed cities that are within the 70 and change amos of the city that therefore extend the tchum. Meaning it wasn't just Burgonin, there were actual mechitzos of houses that were no longer used that also extend the tchum of the city, and that's what he was relying on to walk a very great distance. Amr Rav Chisda, Darish Mari Barmar, Maidich Siv. What does the pasuk mean when it tells us L'chol Tichla Reisi Keit Rechava Mitzvascha Ma'od? So Davar Zeh Amru David V'lo Pirshu, Amru Iyov V'lo Pirshu, Amru Yecheskel V'lo Pirshu. David, Iyov, Yecheskel, they all tried, they were not able to be mefarish, the exact extent to how big Torah is, that's the topic of the pasuk, ad sheba Zechariah ben Ido, until Zechariah ben Ido Anavi came along, upirsho, and he explained it. Amr David v'lo pirsho duchsev, the David came along and couldn't expound upon exactly how big the Torah is, right, as Rashi says, ezu keitz shiura, what the limits are of the shear of the Torah, where do we find that David was unable to do it, because he says, l'chol tichla re'isi keitz rechava mitzvah secha ma'od, he just says it's rechava ma'od, you can't quantify the Torah. Amru Eov lo pirsho. Eov came along and was unable to explain it. Tichsiv, the pasuk in Eov says, Aruka me eretz mida uruchav mineyam. He says it's bigger than the earth. It's bigger than the oceans. It's beyond any measurements. Amru Yecheskel lo pirsho. Yecheskel came along and tried to explain it. And also was unable to quantify the Torah. Tichsiv vayifros osalafanai viksuva panim vaachar vekosvila konim vehega vehi. That it's all over the place. So kinim zu paranusan shel tzaddikim b'olam hazeh. That kinim refers to the paranus, the suffering of tzaddikim in this world. V'cheinu amar kinim hi v'konenuha v'higa zu matan scharin shel tzaddikim l'asalavo. Higa refers to the matan scharin of the tzaddik, the reward that tzaddikim v'hege. Not higa v'hege refers to the reward that tzaddikim get in asalavo. V'cheinu amar, and that's what the pasuk refers to when it says. Ale higayon bechinar. Then the last one in the pasuk vahi zuhi parnasan shal rishayim lasalavo. That's the punishments that rishayim are going to get liasalavo. V'cheinu omer, and the pasuk says hova al hova tavo. That hova al hova tavo. That there's going to be more woe added to their woe. They're going to suffer in olam haba. Meaning the basic idea is that rishayim sometimes one of the answers to the question of tzaddik v'ralo rasha v'tovlo in the gemara and brachas has many different Deos as to what the answer is to that question, what we often refer to as the unanswerable question. One of the deos in brachos is that it's an unanswerable question, that we don't know. Other deos are that there are answers, and one of the answers is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the tzaddik punishment in this world for whatever averos that he has, so that he could pave the path for him in the next world where he's going to be able to reward him. So the tzaddik is going to get the great schar in the next world. Whereas the rasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes gives the rasha reward in this world for whatever minor mitzvos he may have done, so that in the next world he's going to be able to give him the full measure of punishment. So, but anyway, in terms of the measurement of Torah, in terms of how much Torah there is, David was unable to explain it, Eov was unable to explain it, Yecheskel was unable to explain and quantify it, Ad Sheba Zechariah ben Ido Pirsha Duchsiv, until Zechariah ben Ido came along, and he said as follows, Vayomer Elai Ma Taroa, that Hashem says, what do you see? He says to the Navi, what do you see? And the response is Va'omer ani roe megillah afa orka esrim ba'ama v'rachva esr ba'ama. So he describes a parchment that's length is 20 amos and its width is 10 amos. Now we're not talking about our amos, we're talking about the amos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's some larger type of ama, not just a larger type of ama, it's not a measurement. Meaning when we talk about the amos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical and he doesn't take up physical space. So whatever these amos mean, it doesn't mean some sort of physical measurement. When you unfold it, since it was a folded Megillah, it was a folded scroll that was 20 by 10 amos, when you unfold it, it's 20 by 20 amos. It was folded over in half. And it also says that it was written on the back and the front. So when you actually unfold it again, or when you peel it, so that the back and the front that have writing on it are then side by side, are bain ba'esrin, will be 40 amos by 20 amos. Uksiv, and the pasuk also says, mi madad b'sha'alum mayim v'shamayim b'zeres tichon, that the whole shamayim is a zeres. So if you do the math, it comes out as follows, that if the entire shamayim is a zeres, a zeres is a quarter of a square amma, and the Torah is 40 by 20 amos, so it turns out that the Torah is 3,200 times larger than shamayim. Again, we're not describing something physical over here, unclear exactly what we are describing, but that's how massive the Torah is. Nimsa kol ha'olam kulo echa mishloshes alafim masayim b'Torah, that the whole world is 1/3200ths of the Torah. V'amar of chesed, meaning the depth of the Torah and the value of Torah and the spiritual value of Torah is so great that it carries with it more complexity than 3,200 times the complexity of the world around us, which we're still just trying to figure out. We're trying to scratch the surface of an understanding of the world around us. I think it was Einstein that said after he came up with the theory of relativity that our understanding of the world today in comparison to primitive man is like a person's understanding of the moon when he's standing on top of a tall building versus someone standing on the ground. Meaning it's not, we're that much closer, but really very, very, very far away from really understanding things properly. So, Darsh Mari Barmar, Maidich Siv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Vihinei V'nei shnei dudai te'enim mo'adim l'fnei heichal Hashem hadurecha te'enim tovos ma'od k'te'enei habacharos v'hadurecha te'enim ra'os ma'od ashalos v'chalna mi'ra'a. So we describe really good te'enim and really bad te'enim both in these pots. So what does this refer to? So te'enim ha'tovos elu tzadikim gemurim. The good te'enim refers to tzadikim gemurim. Te'enim ha'ra'os elu rishayim gemurim. The bad te'enim refers to rishayim gemurim. So you might think that the Rishayim Gemurim, they lost all hope, that there's no chance for them. Tamalomar, that's what the pasuk says, Hadu Daim Nasnu Reach, Elu Ve'elu Asidin Sheyitnu Reach, that the Dudaim, both Dudaim are Nasnu Reach, that both the Tzadikim Gemurim and the Rishayim Gemurim are one day going to have a pleasant aroma emerge from them. Darish Rava. So Rava darshins as follows. Maidich Siv. What does the pasuk refer to when it says Hadudaim Nasnu Reach? Val Pischenu. It goes on to say Val Pischenu Kol Megadim Chadashim Gam Yeshanim Dol Ditzafantalach. So Dudaim Nasnu Reach Elu Bachure Yisrael Shlotam Utam Chet. That's a reference to the Bachure Yisrael, the young men of Klal Yisrael that never sinned. Pasuk goes on, Val Pischenu Kol Megadim, and by our doorways, all sweet smelling things, all delicious things. Elu Benos Yisrael Shemagidos Pischen LeBaalehen. That refers to Benos Yisrael that tell their husbands about their Nida status so their husbands could be aware of their Nida status. Lishnachrina Shaogdos Pischen LeBaalehen. Another lashon is not that they tell their husbands about their Nida status, but that they close up their bodily openings to their husbands when they are in Nida, meaning they won't allow their husbands to be boel them when they are in Nida. Chadashim gam yishanim, the pasuk goes on to tell us, the new and the old, dodi tzafantilach, so my beloved I have hidden for you. So what's that about? Amr k'nes yishol l'fnei kodosh baruch hu ribonu shalom, har be'gizeros gazarti alatzmi, yosem yimasha gazarta alai. Klal Yisrael tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shalom, we made a lot more gezeros on ourselves than you were ever gozer on us. V'kiyamtem, and we fulfilled these gezeros. Amalei Rav Chisda Lumi de Rabbanan, Dava Komisadar Agadita Kabei. Rav Chisda said to one of the Rabbanan that was being arranging the Agadita teachings, he said, Mishmialach Chadashim Gam Yishanim Mahu, have you ever heard what is the reference to the new and the old that we're talking about? Amalei Elu Mitzvos Kalos Ve'elu Mitzvos Chamuros. It's a reference to Mitzvos Kalos and Mitzvos Chamuros. The Chadashim and the Yishanim are referenced to two types of mitzvos. What exactly does that mean? So the Marsha and the Chiddush HaGadol over here says that it's the Kalos and Chamuros are like, just like we use the same expression in Yevamos and Daf Mem Zayin when we talk about a person who's coming to be Megayer. So what do we need to do? You can't teach them Kala Torah Kula. We don't know ourselves Kala Torah Kula. How are you going to teach them everything they need to know in order to become a Jew? So we let them know Miktsas Mitzvos Kalos, Miktsas Mitzvos Chamuros. We tell them some of the kalos, some of the chamuros, like the Yisr Tchum Shabbos, the Yisr Yichud Barayos, that's the chadashim, those are the kalos. The Yishanim, the old ones, are the chamuros. The Yisr Shabbos, Arayos themselves, that were given beforehand and were later, and then later on, we have the Yisr Tchum and the Yisr Yichud, and they're considered the chamuros Yishanim Legabe, the kalos that are chadashim. Meaning the idea of certain things that are easier to keep, certain things that are harder to keep, so these are the kalos and the chamuros. And says no, kalos are called chadashim because it's noach la'adam l'kablam la'asosam. It's easy for a person to do them. When something is new, that's easy to do because it's exciting. Once something has been around for a while, it's old, it's a little less exciting. Why do so many people start the daf with brachas daf beis? Everyone is brachas daf beis that much more exciting than erevin daf chaf aleph? It's not really that much more exciting than erevin daf chaf aleph. It's just that erevin daf chaf aleph, we've already been doing the daf for many, many months. So it's not as exciting anymore. When things are exciting, it's much easier to do. When things are old already, so then it becomes, people start to view it like a burden. People don't have the same chavivos for things that are old. So says Gemara, wait a second. You mean old and new v'chitorah pam pam nitna? Was the Torah given in piecemeal? Was it not given at one time? Ela halal midivrei Torah v'halal midivrei sofrim. No, what we're referring to by old and new is din daraisa and din midrabanan. So divrei Torah and divrei sofrim is the reference to old and new. Darash Rava, Maiduch Siv, Yosu Mehema B'ni Hizar, Aso Svarim Harbe. What's the pasuk referring to make many Svarim? B'ni Hizar B'divrei Sofrim, Yosu M'divrei Torah. It's saying that we should be more careful about Divrei Sofrim than we are about Divrei Torah. Shedivrei Torah Yesh Ben Aseh V'Los Aseh. V'divrei Sofrim, Kol Over Al Divrei Sofrim Chayiv Misa. Divrei Torah, there's Aseh, there's Los Aseh, but when it comes to Divrei Sofrim, anyone who violates Divrei Sofrim is Chayiv Misa. This is the question, why such an onesh chamor for Divrei Sofer more so than Divrei Torah? So the Ran in his drasha says it seems tamua that you're over al Divrei Torah, it's only you're not going to be Chayiv Misa. Over al Divrei Chamor, you're Chayiv Misa. So he explains that a person who's over on Divrei Torah does it because the Yetzer Hara gets the best of him to go against the Mishpatei Torah. So since the cause of his Avera was his Yetzer Hara, the Torah is not so machmir on him because it's we understand that he was honest to a certain extent. But someone who's over al Divrei Chachamim, after he's already Shomer Divrei Torah, says the Ran, that doesn't come from the Yetzer Hara. That's not from the Toldos HaYetzer. If the Yetzer Hara would have gotten the best of him, he would have violated Divrei Torah also. Because that's the way the Yetzer Hara works. The Yetzer Hara is never just satisfied with Divrei Sofrim. When the Yetzer Hara tells you to violate something small, he's not after something small. He's after something big. And if he stopped there, if you stopped at the Drabanan and never went on to violate something bigger, then it means that the Yetzer Hara wasn't even fighting. If the Yetzer Hara was fighting, he would have started with getting you to do a Drabanan, and he would have ended up giving in on bigger things as well. So if a person is over al Divrei Chachamim, it's just that he's being mevazeh Divrei Chachamim. It shows that he just has no respect for Divrei Chachamim, and for that, the person is Chayiv Misa. So that's how the Ran explains the relative severity of Divrei Sofrim over Divrei Torah. Says the Gemara further. Now, Shema Tomer Yesh Ben Mamish Nemalo Nichtavu. So you might think, well, wait a second. If Divrei Sofrim were really that important, why didn't God tell us them? Why aren't they in the Torah? So Amar Kra Asos Svarim Harbe Ein Ketz. Because that's why the pasuk says, make an endless amount of Svarim. Asos Svarim Harbe Ein Ketz V'Leheg Harbe Yigias Basar. Meaning that there's no limit to what you could what you could have. So in the Svarim. So the Torah has to be limited in some level. We have to fit it in our Kodesh. So since the Rabbanim could add so much more, the Torah is limitless, so we can't, couldn't all be in Torah Shavuksav. So what does Leg Harbe Yigias Basar refer to? Amr at the end of the Pasuk, Amr Papa Berei de Rav Acha Barada Mishmei de Rav Acha Barula Melamed Shekala Malig Al Divrei Chachamim Nidon B'tzor Tachas. That anyone who's Malig Al Divrei Chachamim, someone who mocks the Divrei Chachamim, who scorns the Divrei Chachamim, is going to be judged in burning excrement. That's going to be his punishment, is Tzor Rotachas. What's the idea of Tzor Rotachas? So a lot of different explanations that you have in the Rishonim and Achronim, but let's just take Pashut, the Rambam in the Akdamah to the Pirush Mishnayos writes that because the Chum knew that Kol Divreim Berurim Unikim Ve'im Gam Siyagim, that everything they say is clear and pristine and that there's no impurities in the Divrei Chachamim, so they were very makbid that people treat it with respect. And they said anyone who's malig al Divrei Chachamim is nidon b'tzor rotachas, ki'ilu to say that it's like a midah keneged midah. There's no tzor rotachas greater than the foolishness of being malig al Divrei Chachamim. The Divrei Chachamim were so pristine, so pure, without anything that doesn't make sense in them, that it's like a midah keneged midah, that someone who's such a fool, whose intellect is so sullied by being malig al Divrei Chachamim, so he deserves to be nidon in Sorot Tachas. Good. Maskev Rava Miksev Laag Lahag Ksiv. It doesn't say Laag as in Loeg al Divrei Chachamim. It uses the lashon of Lahag. So how can we darshan that it relates to anyone who's malig al Divrei Chachamim? Ela kola hoga behen toim tam basar. No, what it means to say is someone who studies them and who toils over them, over the Divrei Chachamim, is going to taste the delicious taste of meat. Meaning it's very satisfying. Tanu Rabbanan, Maaser Rabbi Kiva Shei Chavish Beis Asurin. Just to illustrate the value of Divrei Chachamim, one time Rabbi Kiva was in jail, but Rabbi Shua Garsi Misharso b'chol yom v'yom he machnisin lo mayim b'mida. Rabbi Shua Garsi was Misharis Rabbi Akiva. Every day he would bring him a certain amount of water. Yom echon matzu shomer beis hasurin. One day the guard of the jail found him, and Amar lo hayom me'mecha merubin, and he said, wait, you have too much water today. I don't want you bringing all that water into Rabbi Akiva. Shema lachtor beis hasurin atzarech. I think you're using that water to find a way to dig out of the beis hasurin. Shva Kochetzian, I want you to spill out half of the water. Menasan lo chetzian, he had to give him the other half. So he only gave Rabbi Akiva half of the shear of water that he normally gave him. Kishaba itzel Rabbi Akiva, amalo Yoshua, eina to yodesh, zakin ani, v'chayi tlun v'chayecha. So when he came to Rabbi Akiva said, why did you bring me so little water? Don't you realize I'm an old man and that I need that water to live? I need that water to survive. How could you give me so little? So sachlo kolosa ma'ora. So he explained to him that it wasn't my idea. I really wanted to give you more water. So amalo, tainli mayim she'etol yadi. So he says, okay, give me water. I'll do netilas yadayim with the water. Now netilas yadayim is a din drabanan. And Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, I don't have enough water for drinking and for netilas yadayim, so I'll just have for netilas yadayim. Amalo, lishto sein magiyin, litol yadecha magiyin. He says, you don't even have enough water to drink. How can you use the water to wash your hands? Amalo, ma'esach, shechev malein misa, mutav amos misa satzmi, v'loever, al das chaveirai. He says, what am I supposed to do? We just said that anyone who violates the divrei chachamim is chayv misa. I'd rather die misa satzmi rather than violate divrei chaveirai, rather than to go against what the chacham said. Amru lo tam klum at shehivi lo mayim v'natal yadav, that he didn't taste anything, he wouldn't eat anything until he had water for netil sidayim. Kishashav chacham b'davar amru ma b'ziknuso kach b'yalduso alachas kama v'kama. When the chacham heard this, they said, if this is the way he acts b'ziknuso alachas kama v'kama, how he must act when he was a younger man and he had a lot of strength. This is as a zaken. This is the way Rabbi Kiva is acting. Imagine when he was younger. V'kama alachas kama v'kama u ma b'beis hasurin kach shlo beis. And if this is the way he acts b'beis ha'asurin, this is the way he acts when he's jailed and under less than optimal conditions, can you imagine his dedication under optimal conditions? A bit of an odd comment to make about Rabbi Akiva, that b'ziknuso kach then b'yalduso alachas kama v'kama, because we know that b'yalduso he would not have behaved this way at all. B'yalduso he wasn't like this at all. It was only later on, it was only after the age of 40 that he began to learn and that he began to become a Talmud Chacham. But maybe that's what they were lamenting. They were saying, if look at the kochos hanefesh this person has, v'ziknuso, can you imagine the avodas Hashem he would have been able to do v'yalduso? That's maybe also, could be that they're highlighting that makom shabali tshuva omdim ein tzadik megmur omdim. What's the vart of makom shabali tshuva omdim? That all these the avonos become kizuchuyos, and look at what kinds of zuchuyos those avonos must have been. The passion that he had and the dedication that he had, those are the kinds of zuchuyos that probably get added to his cheshbon now that he became a Baal Tshuva, meaning because Bizikunuso, it's just a shell of what he would have been able to do, the Yalduso, when he had his full vigor and his full strength. Tosov here, Dibra Basel Mutav, raises the issue that we learned that the Arba Dvurim Patru B'machna, we learned a little bit earlier in Daf Yud Zayin, just a few days ago, that when you have an encampment of soldiers, there are certain halachas that were makelad, because it's a major shasad chak, and we need to be makelad in certain things, and one of them was Rechitzas Yadayim, was for Netilas Yadayim. That was at the very end of the parak we discussed. So Kol Shekhin Makom Sakana, we would assume that Netilas Yadayim would be makel with. So he said, Rabbi Kiva must have just been machmir al atzmo. Meikra din, there's no halachic justification of why he has to use his last bit of water for netilas yadayim rather than for eating. In the lechem shemayim of the yavitz, he says that even if he was mistaken because he was machmir, there's no onesh by putting himself into sakana because it was a chumra for a chumra bialma. Because certainly when it's shayich to be machmir, it's mutter to put yourself into a sakana. Midas Chasidus, meaning there's no iser of one putting themselves in a sakana for a Midas Chasidus when a person is a chassid, when a person is at that level. So that's what Rabbi Akiva was justified in doing this. That's a big kasha that a lot of the achronim struggle with over here. Are you allowed? Isn't it suicide? The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that all Aver Shabbatorah, if a person says Avar v'lo tarog, Yavro v'aliyeh harig, except for the Gimel Averus Chamuros, except for the big three, Harig v'aliyeh, you're supposed to violate the Avera rather than get killed. The Rambam writes in the fifth parak of Yisori HaTorah, anything that it says Yavar Val Yaharig, and a person decides instead to get killed, it's suicide. B'schayev B'nafsho. He has no right to do that. So a lot of the Achronim are bothered. What was Rabbi Akiva thinking over here? How was he allowed to put his life in danger over here? So the Torah Schayev explains that whenever he's sure that he's going to get killed, so certainly you're not allowed to give up your life for something that's less than one of the big three. But over here, it wasn't so certain that he was going to die. die. It was a suffik. Maybe he wasn't going to die, because at the end we see that he got enough water to survive. So the Maisa Bosel Chassid was the Maisa with Rabbi Kiva is where it wasn't so pashut that he was going to die. Kesef Mishnah says, B'shem the Nemuka Yosef in the 8th paragraph of Masechta Sanhedrin, that even according to the Rambam, if a person is an Adam Gadol V'chassid, he's allowed to be Machmir himself. That for regular people, a regular person is not allowed to be so Machmir, but if a person is a Chassid, an Adam Gadol, so such a person is allowed to be Machmir himself. The Prima Gadim in Aruch Chaim just asks a very simple question. He says, well, wait a second, did Rabbi Kiva have no other Eitzah within the Halacha? Meaning he wanted to preserve the Halacha of Netilas Adayim. Was there no other Eitzah other than to wash? Why didn't he just wrap his hands in a mappa? Wrap his hands in a cloth and then eat that way? The Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Samach Gimel that if a person doesn't have water and the water is not available within Dalad Milin of his current location, so Korich Mapa V'Ochel, you could wrap your hands in a cloth and eat that way. So why didn't he just do that? So a lot of Terutzim that are given by the Achron Primogatim says that he was Ochel Chulim Betara, and if a person is Ochel Chulim Betara, it's only us who are not Ochel Chulim Betara, who just follow normal rules of Matil Sudaim, that we're allowed to be Korich. But if a person is ochel chulin betara, so it doesn't suffice to be karech mappa. The Yeshuas Yaakov asks in Simon Kufn Chas Nor Chaim, why didn't he just eat pachas mikabetsa, and then he wouldn't have required nitilas yadayim. I mean, all the achronim are bothered by the same thing. There are halachic ways out of it. Probably the answer is he didn't want a halachic way out of it. He wanted to demonstrate the value of divrei chacham, how important divrei chacham were. I'm Rabbi Domer Shmuel. B'shal shetikin Shlomo v'vaytan l'gmar. B'shal shetikin Shlomo erivin until sidayim. When Shlomo Melch was masakin erivin until sidayim, yotza baskel v'yamra b'niim chacham libeich yismach libi gam ani. So baskel came out and said over this pasuk how wise Shlomo is to compliment Shlomo on his wisdom. V'omer chacham b'ni v'smach libi v'ashiva charfi davar. Dorosh Rava ma'iduk siv l'chad dodi neitzei asada nalina b'kfarim nashkima l'kramim near. In Parcha Yevon Pesach Hasmadar, he nuts are imonim shametinas dodi lach. So, what's this entire pasuk referring to? Pasuk in Shirashim we're going to read tomorrow. Lechado di neitzei asada amr kneshol fnek rosh baruchu. It's kneshol telling the ribonoshlam, al tidineni kiyoshe krachem sheish ben gezel va'arayos u'shvoshav. Don't judge me like people who live in a big city where there's a lot of crime in a big city. There's stealing. There's arayos. There's shvoshav. Shvoshaker. Neitzei asada. You want to judge Klal Yisrael? Judge Klal Yisrael by the Talmid Chacham who go out to the fields, who go and learn Torah mitoch hadchak. Nalina bakfarim, alti bakfarim ela bakofrim. Look at the people that you've given good to, even though they've gone against you, they were kofar, they denied your existence. Nashkima lekramin, go to the vineyards, Ribbono Shalom. Ilu batik nasiyos batim midrashos. The batik nasiyos batim midrashos. That's what we refer to as vineyards. The Gemara says that. The base medrash in Yavne was called Kerem B'Yavne because it was Shuros Kerem, that the Talmidim would sit in rows like a vineyard. Niri in Parcha Gefen, Elu Bali Mikra. Look in Parcha Gefen, that refers to the Bali Mikra, the people learned Tanakh. Pasachas Madar, Elu Bali Mishnah. The first saplings, the first fruits of the grapes are first coming through, that refers to the Bali Mishnah. Hinatsar Rimonim, the pomegranates that are sprouting, Elu Bali Gemara, that refers to Bali Gemara. Shama Tenes Dodilach Erich Kvodi V'Gudoli Shavach Bavei Bnosi. That's where you're going to see the godless of what Klal Yisrael has to offer. So it's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us, he should look at the positive sides of Klal Yisrael, not the negative sides of Klal Yisrael when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us. And we mentioned that Shlomo HaMelech, that Baskel came out and complimented Shlomo HaMelech when he was Misakin Yitil Sidayim in Irvin. We actually find that Shlomo Tosfos raises the Kasha in Bishah, we find Shlomo HaMelech was Masakin the third in Drabban and also Shnios La'arayos. Why didn't the Baskel compliment Shnios La'arayos also? So Tos says it must have come after the Baskel. Baskel preempted the Takan of Shnios La'arayos. Tos Yisharim says that the Gemara they only counted things that are Tali B'Chachma and B'Sfaras HaLev. Shnios La'arayos is not so much Chachma, it's just a Siyag L'Torah. It's not some sort of extra level of Chachma, it's just an extra Siyag L'Torah that Shlomo Shlomo HaMelech built. And then the Achronim give other suggestions also in terms of Shnios HaRayos. Also, the Achronim ask on the other side also, Ben Yoyada is bothered, why didn't the Baskel just come out as soon as he was Mesakin in Netilas Yadayim? Why is it only together with Erevin, Netilas Yadayim and Erevin, that the Baskel comes out? Ben Yoyada explains, when he was Mesakin Erevin, there was a Piskon Pet to think that he was Mesakin it for his own Hana, to make it easier for him, to make the Yisrael Tsa easier for him, that he'll be able to carry Mirushus L'Rushus. He came up with a heter for Erevin, and it's not Kavanah L'Shem Shemayim. It's only once he was Mesakin Netilas Yadayim, which is pure Tircha, only then the Baskel comes out and says, that's the complement of Shlomo HaMelech. That's the godless of Shlomo HaMelech. He's not just in it for himself to come up with easier ways. Okay, there's a lot here, obviously, about the reference to Talmidei Chacham and why it's called a field and everything else. But Nunu, we'll have to get going, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. We'll pick up from Amar Rav from Nunu. Oh, yeah.